Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app. Get the Extra 106.3 app.
Yeah, I got your app. I live out here 30 miles west of Augusta. I'm so glad Conservative Talk is back on the air.
Los.
Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. I love this song, by the way. I fought the long one. I mean, yeah,
that's our life now, though, isn't it?
No, yes.
I fought the government, and the government won again.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's crazy to think about you going and peacefully protesting somewhere, and, you know, you're listening to the crickets, and then all of a sudden, and it's the FBI. I mean, that just seems unimaginable in the United States of America. And yet, it's happened, and it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk to people about it, like friends that don't keep up with politics, and most of my friends don't keep up with politics, unfortunately, they're like, no, you're making that up. That didn't happen. You know, and I'm like, you realize I do this for a living, right? I mean, this is what we talk about every day. I mean,
yeah.
And then I'll pull up articles, and I'll pull up, and I'm like, here, read. Then I'll email them. And they're like, oh, my God, is that real? How could that be real? How could that be happening in America? And yet, it is.
It is, and it's amazing how our government can't do anything right. We can't do anything right. We're having the Congress and the Senate. We're having our senators ask questions about the U.S. Postal Service. You can't even get your job done here in Atlanta.
John Ossoff, yeah. He's like, you better get this straightened out with his hands up on his, you know.
I mean, as silly as it was, he's right.
Of course.
He's right.
Yeah,
he's overreacting a little bit.
But it's a political display. It's
so
look
political.
At what I'm doing.
What he should be saying is, this is ridiculous. We should return this to private industry where it will be handled correctly instead of wasting taxpayer money on a failing service where we can't even deliver mail anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we should be doing.
That's right, dude.
That funding should go away. The government is controlling every aspect of our life at this point, and yeah, you can't fight them. Look at Donald Trump right now. I mean, this is a joke.
Seriously. All you have to do is push back, and you're going to be the next person to get the knock on door.
And I want to be like Donald Trump every day. Like, I want to be more like him. He does not care at all anymore he realizes how ridiculous this is. He's like, gag order? Okay, hold on 1 second, if you would. This judge is an idiot who just put, like, he does not care, and
he's
I love
got stones,
that.
Man.
Man. And, but he wants to be put in jail. He wants to be
it's
put
going
in
to
jail.
Be, and you were the, I think you're the first person I remember hearing say it.
Oh, yeah.
And just like you were the first person with the mugshot, and you were way early on that, and I applaud you for it because, I mean, it made sense when you said it.
Right.
I don't know that I had thought about it. And then when you said it, I was like, oh, my God. He's exactly right. And then our buddy Seth Weathers puts it on a can
he's
of
so
ultra-right
smart. Which he never delivered, by the way, Seth Weathers. I know he's listening.
He does listen all the time.
I know. He's supposed to bring us cans.
We'll get it done.
He got the alien lady, by the way. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Tiffany
yes.
Gomez. God, she looked good. She looked as good in the bikini as everybody thought she might look after they saw that crazy video of her.
Yeah. Is she the one on the airplane?
She's the one on the airplane that saw the lizard people.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Don't you roll your eyes. I saw the lizard person.
I don't know about that.
I believe
you sound
her.
Like Neil Bortz all of a sudden.
Yes.
Neil and his crazy conspiracy.
Well, I'm sure about that?
I don't want to be on his bad side, Neil.
Oh, I know, right?
You heard what he did to poor Gus.
Yes, dude. You don't want to
buried him in the swamps.
That's right, absolutely.
Because he was poor a lizard Gus. Person, too.
But yeah.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Well, don't say that. You're not supposed to use that word.
Yeah.
But how cool was it, though, when he tweeted that out yesterday? I was like, is that who I think it is?
Right.
And sure enough, it was. Goodness. Yeah, Seth. So... I can't tell you. He told me he's got this thing that he's going to do, and he's going to give away this. It's incredible. He's got a big giveaway coming.
A huge giveaway.
Huge.
He's got a big event coming up, or
no? It's just going to be like a contest.
a contest.
I shouldn't even brought this up.
Don't bring it up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is it classified?
I was hoping we were going in the version of he was going to have Tiffany Gomez like Jello wrestle. Like, I don't know what he's going to do.
You never know.
Like, he's gone so.
You never know with him.
He's gone back to, like, he's smart. He's gone back to the 80s and 90s when everybody could just have a good time and nobody cared.
That's
and
right.
Everybody just enjoyed their life. And there was no worrying about equity, diversity.
He's got it all together, man. I love that guy.
Because I'm equitable. I want to see all different people Jello wrestle.
I don't want to see anybody Jello wrestle. Zero.
Of course.
I don't want to see. I would watch you Jello wrestle. Well, Joe, because we know Joe. You know what I mean? It would be funny to, like in the movie.
Who would we put him up against in the, like, at the station here?
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
No,
at the station?
She's not going to Jello wrestle anybody. Let's be logical here, you know?
Maybe me. If
I want you to, like, take on, like, home team.
Or
maybe we make him go up against Justin, the newer producer over at the morning.
Nicest kid in the world, man. I love Justin.
That kid, you cannot make him not smile.
I know.
I've tried.
He's so nice.
He is a sweetheart, man. He is just a good dude, a good kid. You know what? By and large, we've been very lucky working here. Because everybody that we work with, by and large, everybody we work with is really cool and laid back. And everybody for the
Except
most
for
part.
Except for that Carlos guy.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I'll be honest. I've done this a very long time. I've worked at a lot of different stations. I was at Star 94. Steve McCoy, what a jerk! Like he's a complete jerk, and I hate him.
I don't know that this is the time or place.
Oh, sorry,
that,
my bad.
Right? Just call him out. Okay.
He said I'd never make it in radio, and I shouldn't even try to go into radio.
I remember when you told me that. I couldn't believe you.
What's
said
he
that.
Doing?
And I don't.
Oh, my bad.
Don't do that.
I've actually talked to Donald Trump. More than he has. But that being said, like, I've never worked at a company where I've been, like, everybody here is family. There's not one person I don't think I've even had a disagreement with anyone. Brian Hoyt and I kind of, like, at the beginning, we talked, and he had some questions about me and this, that, and the other. But we became, like, bestest buddies. And there's nobody here that isn't respectful,
lucky,
loving, and caring for everybody else.
It's a... Small, locally, the only, I would like to point out, the only locally owned broadcast company in Atlanta, Georgia. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Every other broadcast company in Atlanta is owned by some gigantic corporation conglomerate. This is the only one that is locally owned. We talk about local companies. You talk about Troop Prep all the time. I talk about First Liberty Building and Loan, whomever. Lowe's talks
Howard
about
Brothers.
Howard Brothers. Exactly right, man. When we talk about local companies... We are one of them. We are just like the companies that advertise on this station. So please support them when you can.
Please do.
Don't buy anything you don't need, but give them the first shot at earning your business.
And you tell your bosses they need to advertise here.
Yeah, you can do that if you'd like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll welcome one and all. And even if you don't agree with us, if you're just looking at, you know, for a great audience that's very loyal, even if you don't agree with us. And
if you're like Liberal John and you're like totally liberal, but you're like, hey, we need to make money. Let's go for
John's
the money markers.
Dude.
He's a great dude. Like, you know, that's fine. Look, we're going to get people with money. We're going to get people to come and shop your place because we're going to believe in it, I'm sure.
No question about it. Morning Extra at Extra 106.3. What was you brought up something a minute ago. We were talking about Ossoff with the post office. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the post office can't get it right and the government running anything can't, you know, it's never going to get it right. And the funding. Why are we funding this? Why don't we just privatize it? And the same could be said about NPR. Why are we funding that? We shouldn't be funding any of it. And people will argue, well, it's just such a small portion of taxpayer dollars that goes to public radio. I'm okay, well, none of it needs to go. I don't care if it's a dollar. That's a dollar too much.
Yeah.
Let them stand on their own feet. If they can compete in the marketplace of ideas, like the businesses that I spoke about, the ones that I brought up that are actually succeeding in the marketplace of ideas, the small businesses, this small business here at Dickey Broadcasting, let them compete on their own. So the man, his name is Yuri, he is a guy that called out NPR. He said, look, these people have lost their way. We've lost the public trust. There's 87 of us in this National Public Radio office, and 87 of us are Democrats. 87. Not one independent, not one Republican. Nobody. Nobody. And And he pointed out the places when they had lost their way, like the Hunter Biden laptop, like Russia collusion. This man's a Democrat, and he recognizes it. It's like we were talking about with liberal John, you know?
Yeah.
Like John's a good dude. This man, I bet I don't agree with politically, but I respect the fact that he's willing to call out the problem on the world stage. He's saying, this is wrong. I know. I'm a part of it. This is wrong. So he gets suspended. And what does he do after his suspension? He turns in his resignation. He has got the courage of his convictions. Most people do not.
The funny part about these people is that they're all in line and all ready to go until their own people turn on them because he told the secrets out. Because everybody
knows.
He
said the quiet part out loud.
Right. Yeah. In NPR, we understand that I'm sure the White House said, hey, suspend this guy. Get rid of him. Don't let them tell everybody our secrets. But they're not the only ones. We know that CNN and MSNBC and all the other garbage, trash, View, all of them are all the same. They're out to do one thing, and that's get Donald Trump and make sure that he's not and protect the establishment, protect the uniparty. And that's all these people do. Yuri Berliner did a good job by coming out and saying, hey, I don't like Donald Trump. I didn't like anything he was doing. I understood what we were doing, but it's not right. We've lost journalism. There is no journalism anymore.
It doesn't exist.
There's only
exist.
Opinions at
That's
this
exactly
point.
Right. And they're not even willing to hide their opinions at this point. Like it is. I went over to see some family last night, and Aunt Peg, guess what Aunt Peg had on? MSNBC.
Oh, of course.
She had on NBC.
I thought you were asking like what she had on. I was like, I'm not going to answer this question.
Sorry. That was
like, I was trying to get to like Biden-Harris t-shirt. I mean, I didn't want to go nightgown.
Flannel.
Carter belt. Flannel.
Yeah.
Flannel.
No, Lester Holt and NBC News. And I had to sit there because we had dinner up there last night. And I love Aunt Peg. She's a sweetheart. I love her. We had dinner and it was nice. Mm-hmm. They're watching our dog for us while we go to Charleston. And all I could sit there and I was just listening to the nonsense coming out of Lester Holt and all the reporting from NBC News. And I'm like, you'd be kidding me, man. It is like brainwash.
It's horrible.
Complete brainwash. And anybody that listens to NPR knows it's the exact same thing. Or if you don't recognize it, you've been brainwashed.
I listen to NPR, I listen to CNN, MSNBC,
I do it
for a different reason. I want to hear what they're saying about a story a lot of times. Sometimes I can't even believe the lies I hear. I will say CNN, even though they kind of spin it and go the wrong way with it, it's not as bad. MSNBC is a joke.
It's like
watching
Light.
Fantasy World.
CNN's like Democrat Light, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. It's Dem Light. Like, they kind of put their spin on it. You know the direction they're going, but they're a little ambiguous to where you're like, okay, I know. But then MSNBC, they're just like, yeah, aliens landed today, and they all support Trump and say they're going to destroy the world along with Trump. And you're like, wait, what? Like, this is getting ridiculous.
What?
I'm tired of NPR. I think it's a joke. I love the jazz that they do on some of their channels. Like, they always have the nice jazz and some of the other fun shows. But they should get out of politics at this point because they cannot be fair and balanced. They cannot. And that's what they should be. If they're going to be funded by the taxpayers.
At any percentage.
Then support all of them.
That's right. Catherine Mars, the new CEO, she's got a golden resume, man. They love her on the left. And you know what she hates? She says, you know, it's tough policing information and misinformation and disinformation because of that stupid First Amendment.
The number one challenge here that we see is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy
like
around it.
Like your outlet? Is that what you're referring to?
That's
good
so
Lord, she despises the First Amendment. It's tricky. That First Amendment's tricky. Yeah, it is.
The funny part is that she, and I went through a lot of like the wiki stuff she did, And she completely lied and sent out misinformation upon misinformation about how masks work and that how the unvaccinated are killing people and blah, blah,
dude,
blah.
Dude, there's some crazy. She is like crazy.
She's lunatic.
Crazy. She's nuts.
She is full of misinformation, which is really ironic. I'm glad they picked the biggest idiot they could to put in charge of NPR because I hope it continues to lose money and it continues to fail like every other government-controlled program. Whether it's NPR, whether it's Amtrak, like we said, whether it's the Post Service. I'm so sick and tired of these people being put in this position, but they need to be because they have a job to do, and that is they're propagandists.
She said she partnered with the government to censor misinformation as the CEO of Wikipedia. So yeah. You partnered with the government to censor information, and that's the person we think would be good for NPR that would be good? Like, what? It just is screams, we are the enemy. Talking about you and I and, mm-hmm. and you listening right now. We're the enemy. They do not like you. They want you to know that they do not like you. And they want to censor you because let me tell you, the beliefs that you have, if you're a Christian, holy cow, buckle up.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that you are, they despise. But if you have conservative values, when they say misinformation, that's what they're talking about, conservative values. They want to censor anything that does not go lockstep with a liberal ideology, that does not go lockstep with the Democrat Party. You are the misinformation that she and they are talking about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's funny from Wikipedia, which is full of misinformation. Just go put in like Donald Trump and see what the misinformation on his Wikipedia page. That's what it's all about. This woman doesn't know the difference between right information and misinformation. She continually lies about herself and lies about the things that are going on in the world. She is exactly who you think she is. She's exactly what they want, which is a progressive propagandist to be put in charge of something like NPR. She grew up white, wealthy. She's the scariest person that Carlos always tells us to worry about. The white liberal woman. This is who she is. She grew up. She now goes and she loves Palestine. She is just off her rocker. Good for them. I hope they run it into the ground.
Oh, I think they already done that. I think they're well on their way. Well, here I want you to hear this quote from her. We took a very active approach to disinformation and misinformation in response to the pandemic. Now, think about what was censored during the pandemic. Hmm. Think about all the things that the shots were ineffective. That masks don't work. They censored all of that.
Yep.
They censored anything that did hydrochloroquine.
Yeah.
They censored that.
Ivermectin
doesn't work. We can't have that out there. So anything that went against the narrative, she censored. And then she said we took a very active approach to censoring it. And also the elections. And they use that as a model for future elections. You know what they didn't censor? They didn't censor the fact that the Hunter Biden laptop's real. They didn't censor that because they kept saying that, no, that's not real. It's not real. They let that be out there knowing that it was real. They censored you, and they'll continue to do that at NPR because that's what they do.
I love the fact that Yuri Berliner called her out and said she's ridiculous and she's over the top and she's full of it. So did Christopher Rufo, who at one point criticized her for her misinformation when it came to tweets about Donald Trump, which she then deleted because she didn't want anybody to know in 2018 she was spreading lies.
You know what pisses me right off? When the world tells Israel how to respond after they've been attacked. That includes the man sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, by the way. Talk about it next. Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station. Tuck, Rhino, and Los.
The Kimmer Show is only live on Extra 106.3 every weekday afternoon on your drive home.
But first, insurrection twice today. Democrat, Jew-hating Democrats shut down the Senate cafeteria right after they shut down a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing this morning. This was an insurrection. They stopped the people's business. The federal building could not get to where they're supposed to go. They were not allowed to do what they're supposed to do. Two insurrections in one day. And do you think they're going to be in solitary confinement for 3 years and wait for a trial?
Nope. They're special.
The Kimmer Show, every afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. on Extra 106.3 and the Extra app.
Oh, look out, it's a Kimber. We've got your afternoons covered, all right, and the Morning Extra's got your drive-in from 6 to 10 a.m., too.
My family's a little bit like the Andy Griffith Show. We like board games. We had some friends just a few weeks back come over, and they got this new version of Scrabble. And then I read yesterday, because I'm not real good at Scrabble, and I lose every time we play, they're coming out with an easier version of Scrabble. A less intimidating version of Scrabble, which I'm all in favor for. I assume the words are, you know, going to be smaller, and maybe you get more points for like the and the. And. Yeah, exactly.
The cow says moo.
Exactly.
So, and off of the idea that y'all watch Jeopardy on a regular basis, I'm glad y'all do, and you play board games, I just want you to know that within the next 10 years, you and your wife will be sleeping in the same bedroom, but in separate beds.
The Morning Extra, 6 to 10 a.m. on Extra 106.3 FM and the Extra app. Tug Coward, Scott Rhino, and Carlos Medina get your day started with Atlanta's only live and local conservative talk on the Morning Extra.
I ran across this cat video that I cannot quit watching.
Uh-oh.
It is the funniest thing that I've ever seen, and I don't know why in the last about, 18 months, I have fallen in love with cat videos on the internet. Joe, actually, Board Op Joe Virgin River came in here when I told him we were going to, because we hadn't played this for Rhino yet, because I don't want his natural response to it. What did you say? You described
you're,
me in a
you're like an elderly person that just learned what the internet
just
is.
Just discovered the internet, which is should be
it's really funny.
Should be a slap in the face, but
it should be.
I find it humorous because he's kind of right. Cat video's been around forever. Taylor Swift, that was her first thing. Was how into cat videos she was.
But you see Joe's outfit today? He's dressing like you're acting. He dresses like an 80-year-old man who's about to go out and mow his lawn.
This is true.
He's right.
And that's the kind of vibe I want to bring.
He's wearing an ugly, ugly shirt. Then he's wearing his cargo shorts with his socks and New Balance shoes.
You're not wrong, but you didn't have to say it. I think that's sometimes inner monologue.
You can't hear it.
Inner monologue.
No, I know I dress like that.
Oh.
And you do it on purpose, and you're okay with it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why your dates keep going bad.
Oh.
I
didn't dress like this.
Well, good.
On the date.
Thank God.
Good. Thank goodness.
You might need to start sending us stuff, before you go out on a date so we can let you know. We want to be fatherly to you.
It is because, really, my son is only about 4 years younger than you because he'll be 20 in a couple months.
You know what? When you guys leave me tomorrow, I think I'm going to bring Amanda in. I'm going to ask her to come in. And maybe we can get some dating tips on what we can do for Joe.
That's actually a really good idea.
Well, I was talking to Amanda and Wiley, the other social media person,
date
too.
Wiley?
Yeah, like, oh, well, if there's no chemistry, there's no chemistry.
Yeah,
it's like, just keep going
there. But listen to women and ask them about the things that you wear, because that's important. And like, if you do get to that point where you're like, hey, guys, I just want, just some advice. That way, Rhino could show it to his girlfriend, Aaron. Hey,
right.
What do you think here? I'll show it to my wife, Laura. We'll get we kind of get a
we'll
consensus.
Make this a team effort.
Yeah, we're trying to get you.
We're trying to get you. We're trying to help you. Anyway, back to the cat videos. Because I love them. They make me laugh.
All right.
Like, I sit on the couch, like, when we're watching Jeopardy at night, and I will just, in between questions or in between commercial breaks or whatever, I'll just sit and snicker and giggle on the couch by myself. I say by myself. My wife's sitting next to me. But watching the videos by myself. And she's like, what is the matter with you? Like, why are you laughing so? And I'll show her. And she's like, it's kind of funny, but it's not that funny. And for whatever reason, it's really funny for me. There was a video of a flying cat right now.
A flying cat?
This thing has racked up 60 million views on TikTok. A woman in Chicago posted it her cat, Remy, got spooked and jumped across the entire living room. Her other cat had knocked a coat off the rack, and that's what caused it. This is what it sounded like.
Just happened.
I've never seen him get air like that in my life. My cat has wings.
Watch this video. Rhino so he could. I wanted him to hear what it sounded like, then I want him to see this cat jumping across the entirety of a living room. Like the woman said, I've never seen a cat
fly. The cat's almost got wings.
Dude, whoa! Wait, how did it do that?
No idea. Cats are amazing.
Was that the husband that stood up from the couch?
I have no idea.
That thing flew over the couch, over his
unbelievable,
head.
Unbelievable, dude. This thing looks like a flying squirrel. It goes so far. If you have...
How does it do it?
If you have cat videos, please send them to me. Just do me a favor. Say, at Tug Coward across social media platforms.
Hold on
at
one
Rhino
second.
At RhinoXR1063, tag Rhino so you can see him and laugh too.
The dog was like...
Dog was like...
Something weird happened in this video, though.
What do you mean?
There's a ghost. I think that was the cat's soul.
It may have been.
Because if you look at the bottom of the screen, the cat runs behind the couch.
No, that's the second cat. That's the second cat. Because that's
okay.
The cat that knocked the coats down that scared the cat that jumped across the entirety of the room.
There are two cats. I thought it was the cat's soul leaving its body. That thing like flew. The guy stands up like, "Did I? Wow, how much did we smoke, baby?" That cat just jumped across.
So awesome.
Oh, no.
That's why it's got 60 million views right
he
there.
He landed on a toy.
Dude, it's so good. Yeah,
how does it do it,
the
though?
The family dog sitting there on the couch just has that same reaction when you pointed out the cat. The dog's like, what in the world just happened?
The cat gets up. The guy gets up.
Insanity
like,
is what it
man,
is.
We're just trying to watch some TV.
Seriously, please send us your cat videos. If you see cat videos are funny, animal videos, I'll even go as far as animal videos, but cat specifically.
I think I'm going to go do this with my new favorite cat. Echo.
Oh, is that girlfriend Aaron's cat?
Yeah. So last night he was driving me nuts because
he's like, bite your toes or something?
No. Like, at first he doesn't like anybody, but now he loves me. So now I have to pet his face. I got to pet his back.
And you're not a cat person.
I'm not
by
a cat
nature.
Person. No, not by nature. But, you know, like, I don't mind if he hangs out on me and cuddles me. And then he gets up and I have my glass of water on the nightstand next to me. And all I hear is,
oh.
That I'm like, how much money sounds. Do you, I mean, like, how much water do you need to drink? And it kept going. I'm like, be like every other animal. Go to the toilet. Stop drinking my water.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm not drinking after you, weird
I leave
cats.
The toilet seat up all the time. Go jump in there.
I don't know if this is normal, but I had
I think
seen.
Start dropping cucumbers behind it, though.
Yeah,
film
right.
It. I'm just going to go around film it today.
Dude.
What I can do to it.
Another video I watched the other day, it was people had put up, like, we'll call them solo cups because I think that's what it was. And then maybe it was a solo cup and then a domino and then a solo cup and a domino. And they made like a maze from the downstairs of their home over into the kitchen. And the first cat comes downstairs and, man, just expert. Navigates it, doesn't knock over anything. The next cat that comes through was not quite as eloquent. And so it tries to do the really cool thing where it tiptoes through it, but it tips one of the cups and it turns over and makes the noise because it's on, you know, it's on the wooden floor. This cat jumps through the ceiling and I mean just takes out every domino and every like solo cup that they had set up
so
exactly
funny.
Opposite of the really really you know smart and eloquent cat. It was so funny.
This is
I can't get enough.
I picture you going and looking up a story and finding something
that's
out
right.
about Biden.
That's right.
And then going cat video.
Yeah, that's right. And it calms me down. Rhino.
Back to this.
You've hit the nail on the head. You're exactly right.
That makes sense.
That's 100% what I do. And I swear I've never told Rhino that, ever. That's exactly what I do because it irritates me. These stories. I tell Los, I've told Los this before. He's like, you know, we talk about it. And I'm like, is it not ever just become so heavy? These conversations we have just become so heavy that after a while you need something to... I don't know, cheer you up to distract you. And he was like, no, I just kind of take it for what it is. And like, I wish I had that. I don't have that. And it irritates me. So I have to find something that does make me smile, which is usually my wife or my son or cat videos. I mean, that's just what I've been reduced to right there. I'll read a story, put it in my notes, and we all kind of put notes together about the same time during the day. And then the cat videos start. And they don't end until I go to bed. That's me. That's my life.
That's fair. Dude. Sounds great, actually. I don't know why it sounds so good now.
I don't know if it is or not. I mean, it's not sexy. It's not glorious by any means, but it works for us, you know, whatever. Things that tick me off, like when I'm researching, and this would be a story had I found. This is Rhino's, actually, that he found, and it's so spot on, and it irritates the daylights out of me. After I read his notes last night, I had to go and watch a bunch of cat videos, and that is the world trying to tell Israel how to respond to Iran. That's one of those things where it's like if Joe walked out of the studio and somebody just punches him right in the face, Like, his instinct would be to fight back.
Right.
Because that's human instinct. Yet they don't want Israel to do that. Like, no, 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 you better be restrained. I know they've not been restrained. Hamas wasn't restrained. Iran's not restrained, but we need you to be restrained.
It's so strange to me how everybody is telling not Netanyahu how they're supposed to respond. British Foreign Minister David Cameron, Germany's Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, they tell them that they thought, this is how we think you should proceed. Then the U.S. says, okay, well, if you do want to respond, and if you are going to respond, then if you would, please proceed with caution. Make sure that you stay out of areas where civilians are. Hold on. Why have we not gotten a statement from anybody saying, Hamas, how about staying out of the hospitals that civilians are in?
That's right. Exactly.
How about stop using civilians as human shields?
How about don't take hostages?
Yeah. This is so ridiculous. Why don't they tell Iran and the terrorists how they should act? Seriously, let's start going that. Because here's the reality of what's going on. Hamas is funded by Iran. Iran is really has a proxy war going on with Israel. So it's no shock that they launched 300 missiles or tried to, but they're so idiotic that they failed because they couldn't. Half of them just blew up right where they were. But the fact of the matter is this. They're the ones who continue to pay for this to happen to Israel. And now that they can't get it done and Hamas is failing and Israel is going ahead and doing exactly what they said and they don't stand back, they're not going to stand down, they're going to keep going on, Iran's getting upset because they're wasting money thinking, oh, these guys will wipe them out for us. We got Hezbollah on the payroll, we got Hamas, we got everybody we want to go after them, we're going to get to go after them. This is where I love what Netanyahu does, and I love it. You're so weak here in the United States. You're so weak everywhere else. And then Netanyahu says, hey, they all have sorts of suggestions and advice, and I appreciate it, but I want to be clear, our decisions we will make ourselves.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen. That's exactly as it should be. I have found in my life that if everybody's saying it, you better second guess it. You better question it.
Sure.
And if you look at the news media, 98% of them are saying that Israel should not do this, Israel should not do that. They never ask the questions that you just did. How about let's ask Hamas not to do that? Let's ask them to stop firing on Israel. Let's ask them.
Killing their own civilians,
right.
By the way.
Exactly right, man. And yet, 98% of the news media, 99% of the news media saying the same thing. Then if you look at the protesters, anti-Israel protesters across Europe, now across America, at all of the institutions of higher learning, specifically the Ivies, but many colleges and universities too. If the majority of the people are saying the same thing out loud over and over again, question it. Question it. Because every time it's the majority speaking, it seems like they're wrong, especially in this situation. But I would think in politics in general, if every network is pro-abortion, question it. If every network is anti-Israel, question it. And that's what I see every time I turn on the news. That's why I never listen to the loudest voices, because they're usually the ones that are the most wrong.
And not only are they wrong, it's so weird the way that these students have picked up this banner and continue to go. I really believe kids just want to be opposite of maybe their parents or someone else in their life. And a lot of it is kind of it's like a rebellion at one point. And
probably.
Then they grow up and go, God, I was dumb. But nobody is going after, look, again, they want a ceasefire, but nobody's saying, Hamas, how about we give back the hostages and you don't attack again while there's a ceasefire going on? How about you don't go into Israel and kill someone at a bus stop? How about that? How about you don't cross someone else's border and kill innocent women and children, rape them, rip off their heads, do all the horrible things? Instead, you make excuses for them all the time. I'll tell you, anyone who is anti-Israel in this is sick, absolutely sick. Israel has done everything they can to try to help the people of Palestine that want to be helped. That's why they have so many citizens. 30% of Israel is, 20%. I don't want to get the number wrong. 20% of the population are Palestinians that have said, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be Hamas. I don't want them controlling my lives.
Because if 80% of Palestinians support Hamas as their government.
Yes.
And that's why that other 20% is probably left.
And the other 20% probably left. And they're fighting for Israel, or they're living in Israel in peace and harmony. Well, until, of course, the Palestinians come over and blow everything up, or the Iranians try to shoot 300. They tried to shoot 300 missiles and kill. It wasn't going towards Netanyahu. It wasn't going to the IDF. It was going towards the citizens, women, children, you know, again.
Everyday Israelis.
And nobody's condemning the fact that they launched 300. They're saying, hey, 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 it's not that big of a deal, okay, because only 199 got through. They only had a 99%. We were there. You're not always going to be there. You can't even control your own borders. You're trying to control ours. It's a huge, huge problem for me that nobody is backing Israel at this point, because I think this is the real threat. This is what we should be worried about, because as much as they want to talk about Russia, I ain't afraid of Russia. I ain't afraid of Putin. You know who I'm afraid of? The same people who did 9/11.
The same people who did October 7th.
U.S. coal.
Well, the coal, sure, but about October 7th.
Keep going.
Dude,
October 7th.
They hate Israel. Yeah. They hate America the exact same way.
Yeah, they're the same people.
Morning Extra and Extra 106.3. The 9 o'clock hour is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, your home exterior solution. Call them today, 877-9-SOUTHERN, 877-9-SOUTHERN or southernexteriors.co. That's southernexteriors.co. If you're paying for college for a student, please do not pay for this next course. We're going to wrap up the show with a little bit of a laugh. American University is offering a economics course that you better not be paying for. If you are, question your own sanity. Next on the Morning Extra, and one coach that the Falcons interviewed, they didn't hire. Was it because his old team called them and said, do not hire this man? Wow, a couple little cliffhangers as we end the show next on Extra 106.3.
Atlanta radio legends collide on Extra 106.3. The legend Neil Bortz is live every week with Atlanta legend The Kimmer. Because when you get these two guys together, who knows where we'll end up?
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
The Kimmer is live on your drive home every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6. And now Neil Bortz joins the show every week. And if you miss it, catch up anytime on the Extra 106.3 app. Election coverage is more than polls and numbers. It's about what matters in your life and your community. At Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station cares about your community, your voice, and most importantly, your vote. So keep it all here for the latest and download the Extra 106.3 app and keep up with Atlanta's only conservative voice.
Is Robert Kraft the reason that Bill Belichick was not hired here in Atlanta? Morning Extra and Extra 106.3, Tug, Rhino, and Los. Download the Extra 106.3 app so you can listen live and on demand. You remember when we saw Bill Belichick? He was eating Chick-fil-A there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Yes.
And everybody was convinced that he was going to be hired. Patriots coach began coaching in 75. First job as a special assistant with the Baltimore Colts. He went to 6 Super Bowls and won them with the Patriots. Ranked second all-time in the NFL with 333 wins as a coach, however, it's the first time since 1996 that he has not had a job in the NFL.
Why?
Word is Robert Kraft sabotaged Bill Belichick's attempt to land a job in Atlanta by calling up Arthur Blank and saying, don't hire him.
Why?
That is what Newsweek is reporting. That's what I heard. Several other outlets along with it. I don't know, but Bill Belichick apparently feels very betrayed by it, as you would imagine. I mean, of course. It's a rub. It's they don't get along. I wish I could tell you the answer. And maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we'll get to the bottom of it. The truth somehow finds its way out.
It's going to find its way out.
I would imagine Kraft just told him the truth. Like, Bill's going to want to run every single part of your operation.
Okay,
he's
good.
He's going to hold your management and your front office, your people.
Hold him accountable?
In a chokehold.
Oh, accountable.
Essentially.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because he has not hit on his draft picks in the past, what, 5 years?
Bill Belichick.
I wouldn't want him running the front office of the Falcons, but I would like him as a head coach.
Six Super Bowls, stuff like that.
It seems like it's
coming from a Patriots fan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, pipe down over there, Patriots fan.
Exactly.
Pipe down a little bit. Are you?
Bro, he's the only reason that the Patriots are what they are. They were garbage. I mean, maybe you're too young to remember. I grew up, nobody even went to a Patriots game. They would give you tickets and say, please come watch us play football.
Bill Belichick
changed the entire organization from head to toe. Robert Kraft wouldn't be anything without Bill Belichick.
Except picking up hookers.
He'd be getting his naked hugs.
That's right.
No. Naked hugs.
Naked hugs.
Yes.
The word is, according to a source, and it's an unnamed source, Robert Kraft called Arthur Blank and warned him not to trust Bill Belichick. The account was backed up, the source said, by a close friend of Robert Kraft. So, this is all being reported by Newsweek.
I wonder what her name was.
Yeah, exactly.
Fang Fang?
Could be. Could be something like that. So, that's the reason they're saying that he did not get the Atlanta Falcons job right there.
I mean, I didn't necessarily want him here, did you?
I just think the Falcons can't get out of their own way because of poor leadership at Arthur Blank's level. That's why I think it happened.
Well, that's
the
problem.
He meddles in everything. He wants to have his hands in everything. And he's not a football guy. Like, if he would pay for it, do all the things philanthropic that he does, build stadiums, fantastic. All the business side, he's great. When he gets his feet on the grass down on the field, that's where things go south. I really like Arthur Blank as a person. I think he's a good man. I don't agree with him politically, probably, on a lot of things. But as a man, I think he's a good man.
Sure.
Keep your hands out of the NFL stuff, the actual on-field stuff, and the Falcons will be a great team, a great organization. Until he does that, it ain't going to matter.
I mean, I'd rather have Bill Belichick saying, hey, this is the kind of guy I'm looking for as a general manager. This is who, you know, if I'm going to coach this team, this is what I need as players. This is the support system I need, rather than Arthur Blank trying to tell me. Arthur Blank is not watching. I heard Bill Belichick talking yesterday because he's getting ready to do the draft with Pat McAfee on the Pat McAfee show. And he was talking about, I've spent every day watching film after film after film on every draft. That's what this man is doing. He's still, even though he doesn't have a job, is still watching film. I'd rather have that than Arthur Blank, who I can guarantee you has never watched film. Except for anybody. They brought in a player and go, hey, here's Kirk Cousins. What do you think?
Because he has to give the approval.
Right.
That's the only thing. And that's why it's all gone south. But interesting story nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Because I thought for sure.
I mean, I believe it.
I kind of do too, man.
Yeah.
My gut kind of tells me it's probably true. This is the other thing I want to tell you before we get out. If you're paying for college for your son or your daughter, I can relate to you because I am too. American University is offering a Taylor Swift economics course called Swiftonomics.
Wait. It's probably going to be just as good as Bidenomics.
Yeah, exactly. This is interesting, though. I could see it being an interesting course, but if I'm a dad paying for college, this ain't a course I want to pay for.
So, wait. So, Jacob was like, Dad, hey, listen. I'm going to take another class.
No. I ain't paying for that. So what it is they look at her business footprint, earnings from the Eras Tour, her influence on Ticketmaster, and so much more. How much does she bring to an economy when her concerts go there? It's an interesting. I would like to take the class or study it, too. I find it interesting, but I ain't paying for it.
You built an entire class on Taylor Swift that tells you exactly who the professors in your colleges are. If you're like this is a class I'm doing instead of just a regular economics class.
That's exactly right. I mean, I'm sure it's an elective.
Because none of you are going to be Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. None of you are going to be able to do it.
My goodness. What a mess. I'd be so pissed if I found out I'm paying for that.
Although I was
pretty pissed when Jacob had to take that the women's study class we had to pay for. So
I don't mind studying women.
Yeah, but it wasn't that way, unfortunately. It's all the feminine Nazi stuff. Anyway, that'll do it for us. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Southern Exteriors, 8779 Southern, 8779 Southern, southernexteriors.co. Y'all come back now, yeah?
Hey, it's Flounder, and the Kimmer Show is live every afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m.
Now, this guy's a disgrace. Christopher the Cossack Ray, suspected Russian double agent, in my opinion. The federal Gestapo of investigation. He's a confirmed perjurer. He's been lying forever. He lied about the whole thing with the going to school boards and the white people who complain about school. He lied about that. Oh, we never had anything to do with that. My ass, you didn't. We got the memo.
The Kimmer Show, every afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. on Extra 106.3 and the Extra app.
Look out, it's the Kimmer. We've got your afternoons covered, all right, and the Morning Extra's got your drive-in from 6 to 10 a.m., too.
What about, then, the politicization? However you say it.
Politicization?
Politicization, if that's right. I don't even know
close
if that's
enough.
Right. Close
You're
enough.
Doing great, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah,
we're down the last couple minutes.
Couple minutes.
Yeah, it's good, because that just became a promo.
Like
the Morning Extra, 6 to 10 a.m. on Extra 106.3 FM and the Extra app. This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.